Monday night, or Chav Zayin and Tammuz. So there's Birchas HaReach that we make sometimes, given the proper circumstances. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch about Birchas HaReach. And one of the types of Birchas HaReach is Nosim Reach Tov B'Peiros. But what we're going to talk about tonight is when the freshly baked challah comes out of it, many times has a very like a fragrance. Smells. The smell is a pleasurable, enjoyable. So the Rama says, and some Rav says Zion, Yesh Yomrim Dami Riach B'Pas Cham Yesh Lo Lavorech Shanasan Reach Tov B'Pas. Apparently, it's a unique smell. It's unique to the pas, to the baking pas, and it's like peiros, and you take it l'reach, and so you make the bracha. But the yesh omrim da'ein levarech olav. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down da'ein zeh reach choshuv she'roi levarech olav. It's not up there. It's just not significant enough. It smells good to people, but it's not significant enough to have its own bracha. Peiros, I guess one of the qualities of peiros is that they have a fresh. But the pas, it just, I guess I would say it happens to smell good, but it's not something you would make a bracha of. Maybe it's not one of the inherent qualities of pas that would entail a bracha. Although it is also to smell it on Pesach, when you go in the shuk, some goyim, you have Arabs, you have chametz for Pesach, so you're not allowed to smell it. It gives you hanoah, and that's also hanoah. So you're not supposed to certainly not be mechaving to smell it and enjoy it. You're walking through. There's different halachas about. Certainly, you can't intentionally smell it. But there's no bracha. Lekach ein lahariach bo is the maskana of the Ramah. The bottom line is not to make a bracha. So he says ein lahariach bo. You should avoid being mechavein to take in the smell of this baked pas, this warm pas. Ein lahariach bo. Mishnah Berurah says in meiriach ein mevarech olav. Bottom line is no bracha. But what the Ramah really says is that it's enough of a subject that you should avoid doing it. It means to avoid being mechaven to smell. If you just smell it, it's not a shail of a bracha. You would have to take it to smell. That's a halacha, like by all things. If you just smell something that smells good, but it's not made for reyach, in order to make the bracha, you would have to be notel it kedei l'hariach bo. So it's not as strange as it sounds. Don't smell it. Because we're really talking about taking it to smell. Because just to smell something that's sitting there and is not generally omed l'reach, so there's no bracha. It's only when you notel it to smell that it now becomes omed l'reach, and that's when there's a machloikas, two shitas in the Ramah, and he says ain't l'reach bo, but he's talking about not to take it to be meriach bo. So it's not as strange as it sounds. Don't smell it. Okay, we're learning now Chavis Halvav, the Sharakniya, Perakei. We're up to the seventh contemplation, the seventh thing to think about in order to be Kone, to be this Kniya. Vashvik, Sheyirat, when you look at the events of the world, the stock that was up yesterday is down today, something that was rich yesterday is poor today, poor yesterday, rich today, up, down, world power, nothing, zero. Top of the world, bottom of the world. You just have to look at the daily news to see that this is a daily occurrence. So Chavis Halvav is addressing that, and he says, when you see Sheyira Tapuches and Yoni Abruam Ba'olam, and I assume it's like things happen 1,000 times faster at least than in the days of the Chavis Halvav. In his time, maybe it took a week. Now it takes like 2.5 minutes. Umehirus, maybe less. Umehirus is chalfus amamlochos and mensholos bo. The way they change, right? A government's overthrown, yeah, like nothing, it happens. But tokos anoshim in the Indian, the economy could be up, the economy could be down, the banks go bust. Lashchosas am le takonos amacher, different nations. Sofa kol el hamogos. At the end of the day, we know where everybody ends up. And what? What do you say? Okay, anyway. The sofa kol el hamoves. Kemosha kosov katzon lishol shatu mogosirim. You won't feel so proud and gaivadik from any success you may have. You see how quickly it can be snatched away. If you go over these seven things, so you will be kind of midas hakniya. You will capture it as part of your nature, characteristic. Once you are committed, once you are oduk in the mid of kniya, tarchik mimenu kol pigei hagaiva vagova vagdula, you will be saved from all the pitfalls of gaiva, which are many, and gova gedula kasher egdamnu binosel b'omenachet v'hamichshol, many of which come about because of a person's feeling a grandiose view of himself. Kamo shenemar bavur tiyeh yirasu al pneichem l'zulti techatou. I would assume he's assuming the drushos chazal that refers to busha, so that's why it's meinyan of kniya, because the gemara darshan yirasu al pneichem zu busha. Ramu chachamenu zuchonu mulvrocha estaka b'shal edvom yatobidu d'aleveira na'am basol v'antoylech v'chal miyat v'asol nishtin v'cheshmin, and then he quotes the Mishnah, and that's a surefire recipe for kniya. And that ends Perek Hey. Okay.